This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on, and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast. And around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice. Your radio station.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast.
From Joy 94.9.
Right, now we've got a guest in, haven't we?
We do.
I'm ready. This young man is responsible. You can blame him.
Oh, I was about to say, you make that sound very serious.
For an industry night that happens, I think it's once a month or something like that. He'll let me know all the details. And he joins us now. Please welcome James Terry.
Hello, hello.
Hello, thank you so much for having me here today.
No worries at all. Now, you are, you're responsible for Theatre People Sings.
Yes, so it's an industry night. So we have some established performers from our upcoming shows, such as Book of Mormon, My Fair Lady, Aladdin, and some upcoming graduates as well.
Which is, looking at the poster for this, there's about, 5, 10, 15, 20 odd, 20 odd singers.
Yeah, 26. It's a huge show. Yes.
And wow. There's a sea of young looking faces looking back at me, all with a very sort of, you know, that performer grin.
Actor's shot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, employ me, please.
Yes. Yeah. Now, and these are people that are in these. I mean, that's incredible to be able to do that then, isn't it? To get a group like that together that are in the biggest shows that go around Australia, in fact, the world.
Well, the reason why the show's so successful for the audience as well, for musical theatre lovers, but for the performers who might be doing a show for several years or might have not done a show for a while and they want to sing something that they haven't been able to perform. And we just love hearing that.
One of the biggest questions that everybody gets as doing a musical is, what is it like to do the same show night after night? And every now and again, I think performers say, it's not the same every night. It's always a little bit different, which is true.
But you feel like they're stirring the pot a little bit,
yeah,
don't you?
There is a great deal of repetition, you know, when you're doing, and if you're doing a show that that you're watched each and every night, if you do one step out, you know, I mean, to a certain degree anyway, you're not allowed to improvise. That is not encouraged in any way, which is always my downfall. You know, I just want to make shit up, but, you know.
Yeah, I was talking to some of the Lion King cast a few years ago, and I said, you know, you've done this show thousands of times. What do you do differently? And they do enjoy, you know, the unique moments that happen in each show, but they say we do play a few games here and there. I think there was a round of Wink Murderer that they played on stage, which I'm not sure how it works, but it sounds awfully exciting.
Oh, that's why they must love a night like this, because they get to do, well, they also they get to be the star of that moment, don't they?
Yes.
You know, you get along to do that one number where you know, it's all about you.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people loved our last show. It was a bit of a belt fest. Everyone was really showing off their range in the last show. It was quite extraordinary. We had someone from the Colour Purple, Jamie Lee Hennecombe, and she performed I'm Here, and it was just an absolute standout number. So it's special moments like those that make it so incredible.
Yes. I believe Jamie's just leaving. We've got into a new show.
I'm not too sure, actually. Mm. Sorry. Other performers that we have on for this show, we've got a Disney princess, which is really exciting, from Aladdin.
Yes.
Hiba El-Sheikh, and she'll be performing a Dreamgirls number.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's just the best voices in the business, really, isn't it? That's what I love.
Yeah, it's such a great community. And also, thank you for bringing me onto the show. You know, Joy FM is such an incredible opportunity to kind kind of to communicate with the community and to help promote shows and help each other. It's just a lovely discussion platform.
And I'm really grateful you mentioned that because like you and like a lot of our other, I mean, there's no budget when you're doing a night like this. There's no budget, and you know, to get on radio, to get on TV, to get in a magazine or newspaper is more and more difficult unless you're on a reality TV show, and then it's incredibly easy. but otherwise, there's no voice for an event like this or for a group, you know, that you're looking after, is there really?
No, the people that are involved in this show do it for the love of it.
Yeah.
You know, the reason why it's successful, I guess, is because there's so many people involved into creating a night, and you know, you can only put this on. You know, this is a one-night thing. We can only have this particular cast. Once every 2 months to 3 months.
Right.
And we have a few special shows coming up.
All right. Well, this one is on Monday night.
Yes.
It's at La Di Da, which
It's on Bourke Street, Little Bourke Street.
If you want to get along to this, as we mentioned, Casts of Aladdin, My Fair Lady and the Book of Mormon and other guests, then you go to who?
They can go to theatrepeople.com.au/tpsings. Or they feel free to jump at the door from 7:30. Although we do recommend to book early because it does sell very well.
It's a big enough venue, but it's not, you know.
It's quite
it's
intimate.
Not the Regent, is
it? No, it's definitely not the Regent Theatre. It's so lovely because it's so intimate and you get to be so close to these wonderful performers.
Well, for a night like that, that's exactly what you want. Good on you for making your way in and good luck with Monday night.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for having me here. Isn't he,
too? He is.
All right, James Terry there on Joy.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.